This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. borders will remain closed until late August, if not longer. The Trump administration now planning to extend the ban on non-essential travel to Canada and Mexico for the fourth time as coronavirus cases are reaching record highs in this country. Canada has had success in limiting the spread of the virus there. However, both U.S. and Mexico have seen big increases. The current ban does not restrict trade or essential workers from traveling across the border. Hours after the Supreme Court rejected a challenge by a 5-4 vote, a former white supremacist is the first person executed by the federal government since 2003. Daniel Lewis Lee was killed by lethal injection for the 1996 murder of an Arkansas family of three. And this is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The Texas Republican Party holding its convention online now after the city of Houston canceled it due to the spread of the coronavirus. The GOP did appeal to the state Supreme Court, but it ruled against the party's push to have a physical event at the George R. Brown Convention Center in the city. The court saying the GOP has a right to hold an event, but it does not have the right to seize that location. Authorities say a body found in a Southern California lake is likely that of missing actress Naya Rivera. The Ventura County Sheriff's Office making the assessment based on the victim's clothing, physical characteristics, and where the body was located. The department adding there were no indications of foul play or suicide. She disappeared over the weekend after having a problem while boating on that lake with her son. You can find us online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
With the latest developments concerning a presidential decision, here is USA Radio's Wendy King.
A federal judge has asked for clarity on President Trump's order that commuted the criminal sentence of Republican political operative Roger Stone. U.S. District Court Judge Amy Berman Jackson, who presided over the case and sentenced Stone to 40 months in prison earlier this year, demanded to see a copy of Trump's executive order. Jackson added that she needs to clarify the scope of Trump's order to see if commuting Stone's sentence also applies to his supervised release. The president commuted the sentence on Friday for his former advisor, just as Stone was due to report to prison on Tuesday. He was convicted last fall for lying to Congress, witness tampering, and interfering in the House's Russia investigation, which searched for ties between the Trump campaign and Moscow. Former special counsel Robert Mueller said in a Washington Post opinion piece on Saturday that in spite of the commutation of his sentence, Stone remains a convicted felon.
And a new study says the Los Angeles area has a higher chance of getting hit by a devastating earthquake within the next year, following some major quakes in Ridgecrest, which they say may have shaken up the Garlock Fault, which they say could trigger the San Andreas Fault to slip. The USGS says there is a relationship between those faults, but they're not backing the findings of that study just yet. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Recover Now is a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug and alcohol addiction in the United States. Recover Now is sponsored by treatment facilities nationwide. Many of them have been where you are, and they want to help by spreading a message of hope and recovery. They're working hand in hand with major insurance companies nationwide that can help you or a loved one get clean in 7 to 30 days. Recover Now is embarking on a national outreach campaign on TV and radio to promote anti-addiction messages. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol, do not wait. A new life for you could be 30 days away. Call us right now. I promise this call can change your life. Sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
800-493-4620. 800-493-4620. That's 800-493-4620.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop.
Back with you, America, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. And Ken Klein joins us now, the author of Deep State Prophecy and The Last Trump, which is now a movie, and boy, more and more people are being exposed to it, and this is causing them to connect the dots a bit, Ken Klein.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on your broadcast, Bill. I appreciate it.
Hey, always good to have you here. Ken, of course, is a filmmaker, author, athlete, and pastor, and we want to talk about some contemporary topics, but first of all, update us, if you would, on the documentary, the movie, The Deep State Prophecy and The Last Trump.
This is kind of a primer for understanding what's going on in our world today from a historical and prophetic standpoint. It's actually for free on my website. All people have to do is go there and click on it, and it'll play it. You don't have to put your email in there. I'm not trying to gather names or market anything. It's just I want to help people see our times. And so it's at KenKleinProductions.net. It's totally free. And it will give you a beginning of an objective understanding of what's going on through, this moment in time that we're living through.
Exactly. Well, we know the brothers Issachar were famous for being students of time and understanding the times. And right now, I think that's what gets us in trouble in a general population type perspective, is that we don't understand. I mean, when people say certain things, you know, words matter, but somehow in this woke society where the language is being rewritten and yes doesn't mean exactly yes anymore and no doesn't necessarily mean no, it can be a bit confusing. But we need to understand that these are the times that we're in. We were told that this was going to be so, a time when that which is good would be called evil, that which is evil is called good. I mean, we're right smack dab where the Bible said we were going to be, so no big surprise here, should it be?
You know, when you look on a cursory level at how history's being destroyed, it's a sign for us to look at in terms of what must really be important with regard to helping us understand our times, which is history.
Exactly.
So the destruction of history is a sign that we really need to look into history. And when you look at today's problems, you could kind of have an impulsive knee-jerk reaction to what you're seeing because you don't have any depth of understanding, or people don't have any depth of understanding about how we got here. So it's not just a moment of time. What's going on today, we can roll back all the way back to the Egyptian Empire if you want to, but for the sake of clarity, just going back, let's say, to the mid-1800s, we can see that communism and socialism, which is the battle cry of the liberal side of the ball, was articulated in the middle part of the 1800s by Marx and Engels. And they were part of the British Empire. and they lived in London. And so what they espoused and what they put into a formal doctrine has now taken root and has got a lot of traction in liberal institutions. And we don't even really understand that this global idea for governance goes back to the British Empire in the 1800s.
Right,
and
exactly.
All you have to do is understand that the people that formulated these doctrines were controlled by the cabal. Today, the cabal is a word that people don't really have a good grasp on, but the cabal is the international banking consortium that was put together by the Rothschild family. The Rothschilds were atheistic Jews. I'm a Jewish guy. I come from a Jewish patriarchy, but I'm a believer in Jesus. And so God has helped me understand these matters to help bring some light, whatever I can, to the people out there that are listening and around the world, that this all commenced in the middle part of the 1800s. In fact,
exactly.
Much of the apparatus for the control of the world, we can see the blueprint of in the French Revolution. And the French Revolution had some of the elements, many of the elements that we're seeing today that has aroused the lower classes, which is liberty, equality, and fraternity. It sounds right. Sounds like a good idea. But equality, you know, Jesus never came to overthrow the Roman Empire, and he never came to really change slavery, because these are the things in the world that cause us to when we suffer these afflictions, cause us to seek Jesus, cause us to seek the kingdom of God, because God's kingdom is an inner kingdom. It's not an outer kingdom. It's an inner kingdom. And that's why the Lord himself said the kingdom of God does not come with observation. Why is that? Because it's internal. It's an internal kingdom. Mm-hmm. And yet people are out to try to save the world. The world can't be saved. It's cursed. That's why we need a Messiah to give us hope in the midst of all this thing. But you can look back, for example, and see the subversive elements implanted in our country, in the United States, back during the time of the Revolutionary War. Aaron Burr, who became vice president, was a communist. He was controlled by the crown in England. Benedict Arnold, America's greatest traitor, was controlled by the crown. He is buried in a church in London. The America's greatest traitor be buried in a church in London? What's up with that?
And especially for somebody that didn't believe in God. I mean, what you're pointing out here, Ken, is the original cancel culture. And what they were canceling was the big guy. They're canceling God. I mean, because that's what they have to do. And when you go back in history and you see the trajectory here, where do you think this thing's going to end up? And I think that people instinctively, without even realizing within their conscience within, because that's the way we're constructed, is that we know the truth. I mean, you have to purposely deny the truth and sear your conscience so that you're blind. But still, I believe at 3 o'clock in the morning, when your subconscious takes over and wakes you up, you have to reconcile that this trajectory that we're on, we're on, you know, a trajectory of destruction, you know, and only God knows when that will happen. But meanwhile, as we go through all these manifestations, you know, when you go back, whether it's the French Revolution, the American Revolutionary War, all these different manifestations, slavery, these are all manifestations of an abandonment of godly principles and God himself.
Oh, absolutely. It's coming down to, and when you look at the book of Thessalonians, it talks about the spirit of Antichrist, and the Antichrist himself, he will exalt himself above every object of worship or anything that's esteemed. That's what we're seeing in the destruction of these statues. Anything that has any connection to God or wholesomeness being destroyed.
Exactly.
It's coming down to this defining moment in people's lives, whether you believe in God or not. It's this godless state that's coming upon us that has been set in motion hundreds of years ago. So it's not a moment in time. It's history that's playing out to the uttermost right before our eyes.
It started in the garden, you know, when Adam and Eve decided to disobey God. And so we're going through the process of ultimate fulfillment and reconciliation with God himself. And meanwhile, this is tempestuous times, and we are paying the price for so many people turning their back on God. And the story will continue, because that's the way history unfolds to its ultimate end. More from Ken Klein after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hey, self-reliance gardeners. Now that you've got your crisis garden planted, the next step is to make sure all your vegetables are going to grow like crazy the rest of the summer. For that, you'll need an all-natural, full-spectrum plant food that works to not only maximize nutritional uptake for you and your family, but is also guaranteed to make your fruits and vegetables actually taste better. The name of the product is ProtoGrow, a proprietary blend of bioactive superfoods for plants designed to produce rapid plant growth in record time, so much so that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It does this by combining powerful trace elements and micronutrients from seaweed extracts with a balanced blend of macronutrients from cold water fish. The result? Vegetables grow faster than ever because they now have the essential bioavailable nutrients they need. Go to growlikecrazy.com to learn more. Huge summer discounts now available. growlikecrazy.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention! This is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-368-0123. 800-368-0123. That's 800-368-0123.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
It's going to happen. All hands on deck. And we got to up the game, ladies and gentlemen. You have to understand words matter. They really do matter. And if people stand before you and say, look, they want to burn it down, that's exactly what they mean. You cannot interpret it more than that. Ken Klein, we're like in the perfect storm of madness. I mean, we've got... the defunding of police, forget about defending them, which I think is quite ironic. I was talking with Bob Barr, former attorney general, earlier that, it was 19 years ago, 9/11. I mean, it was all honor and glory for the police. Now, all of a sudden, they're defunding them, and the people in New York, de Blasio there, he cannot seem to understand the causal relationship with what they've done in neutering the police department and crime exponentially going up. I mean, almost like the flip of a switch. It's incredible.
I don't think that they don't understand. I think they do understand. They're under the thumb of this international cabal that's mm-hmm. dictating what should be done or what must be done to bring about a capture of the office of the presidency.
Right.
This is a full court press. It's the anaconda squeezing the cow. We mm-hmm. are in an amazing sea change that if the president isn't reelected, then we're in serious, serious trouble because
exactly.
we know from the apocalyptic writings that is hard to de-encrypt, like Revelation 13, where we see this false prophet come up out of the earth. This is really important to try to understand, at least to spend time considering
right.
that this false prophet, a lot of people say, well, it's the Pope. It's not the Pope. This is a pseudo-prophetes. This is a false messenger. That's what the meaning of it is, that has some power systems to it that to accomplish globalism.
Right.
What's at stake here is the nation-state system versus a global world government. This is what George Bush Sr. was saying when he said okay. we have a chance for a new world order. This has right. been in motion for quite a long period of time. They're not going to give up on what they've been trying to do for hundreds of years. This isn't mm-hmm. going away. This is a war. This
right.
is a war.
And
what's at stake mm-hmm. is our lives.
Exactly. And, Ken, you know, a lot of people think that George Soros is the point man on this, but what they're not realizing, and which has been recently revealed, because you just see what some of these corporations are doing, how they are supporting this globalism trajectory. And how they are co-laboring with Black Lives Matter. And, you know, people want to say George Soros, and Soros is happy to take all the credit and everything, but they are not seeing how the Chinese have come into play, how, big corporate America, Amazon, Google, these high-tech companies, how they're participating in this as well. And some people are, oh, Bill, you're jumping the shark on. Well, no, just look at the fruit of the choices and decisions that they have made corporately and who they are supporting. They are not supporting the U.S. Constitution as you and I know it. I mean, right now we have a conflict between, as Mark Levin said, and I like the way he laid this out, is the conflict between 1776 and the 1619 Project. You know, this new narrative that's coming out of these radical citizens, I'll leave it at that, but they're rewriting history to a great deal and trying to sell this narrative that America was built on slavery.
You know, the issue is lawlessness, and mm-hmm. lawlessness is talked about in the epistles. The mystery of iniquity already works, only he who now restrains will do so until he's taken out of the way. Now, this is a big debate in Christendom about what is the restraining force. But the restraining force is God himself, and God is being taken out of the way, and everything related to God will be
well,
taken
God,
out
it's
of
God,
the way.
It's God and God's people, Ken.
Yeah.
It's God, God, people, and the final of the triumvirate is the Holy Spirit. You take out the Holy Spirit, you take out God and God's people, well, then you're back to chaos.
It's also the law.
Right.
So when we see in President Trump, he's trying to restrain the lawlessness.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
he'll be taken, most likely he'll be taken out of the way, whether it's in the next election or whether 4 years from now, we'll have to wait and see. But it's this whole principle of lawlessness finding its expression through these godless people that have fallen under the scepter of the New World Order.
Exactly.
And that's why this film that I've produced is so important for people to see. That's why I don't even want to make any money on it. I'm just trying to do my part in helping people see what's really
well, more than,
here.
More than. Yeah, yep. KenKleinProductions.net is where you want to go. Download it. No email. It's absolutely free. This will open up your mind to see and understand the times and what is going on. Ken, I'm glad you brought up the idea of lawlessness and what's going on because keep in mind, we're going into this 2020 election, And the Democrats have made it clear. In fact, Lindsey Graham was quite prophetic during the Kavanaugh hearings when he was very passionate, if you remember. He was just short of screaming, if not screaming, at the Democrats for what they had done to Kavanaugh, and said, you guys are just so hungry. You're so lustful for power that you will do anything. And he says, I hope to God you don't get it. And when he said, I hope to God you don't get it, he was calling on the only higher power that could stop the Democrats from effectuating their plan for 2020 and moving forward in the control of the U.S. Constitution and the American way of life. Because if they take over everything, you got to know it's full stop. I mean, ballot harvesting, mail-in voting, all the cheating and everything that's going on, that even the former Attorney General, Eric Holder, who sat there and told everybody, you know, so blatantly, there's no such thing as voter fraud. And I maintain, I go, look at AG, if that's the case, AG Holder, that there's no voter fraud, why are people getting arrested and serving time in jail for voter fraud?
Black Lives Matter is run by white people of Oakland, California. And it's money that's sent into them indiscriminately is through the ignorance of people that don't understand what's at stake here and what's really happening through this communistic effort to take over the world. The New World Order, which is most obviously seen in the United Nations, is a godless organization. And this is what the push is. It's for the New World Order. It's for what George Bush talked about in the 90s publicly. It's about what they've been doing for hundreds of years. Back in 1790, the Jacob Schiff, a Jewish agnostic banker, said this. He said, we're going to have the New World Order, whether by consent or conquest. This is in 1790.
Exactly.
So this has been in place for a long time, and now we're seeing it come to its fruition in our time, in this moment of time, which goes back in time.
Right. And what George Bush, H. Walker, had made reference to, just to bring back to your memory for those that you were around, when he made reference to the 1,000 points of light, that was one of those profound statements, the flag, so to speak, that was being planted in America, calling for this New World Order, was it not?
Yeah, and, you know, where is it domiciled? In Manhattan.
Exactly.
I mean, Manhattan is where the UN is stationed, and it was given to the New World Order by the Rockefeller family, who was in concert with the Rothschilds and the J.P. Morgan people. This goes back to the whole banking system and who'd controlled credit in the United States. Now we're watching a full court press happen with regard to fiat currencies and the collapse of the world monetary system. We're very close to prophetic fulfillment of a cashless society, which is one of the power systems of the false prophet. He'll make a mark without which nobody can buy or sell. It all goes back to this strange symbolic representation in Revelation 13, who is on the scene, who's revealed in my book, not so much in my film, because I couldn't cover everything in my film, but we're seeing biblical prophecy fulfilled right before our eyes, and we can't even see it. It's incredible.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I highly recommend that you get your eyes and ears in front of this movie. This is important in understanding the times that we're in right now. It can be a bit overwhelming, but you've got to be a consumer of the right intelligent information and not be swayed by what the mainstream media and what the Democrats and these anarchists and Maoists and Marxists would want you to believe. Kent Klein, thank you so much. Appreciate the time. Thank you for the gift of your movie that you're giving to all of us. I appreciate it. You be blessed, okay?
Thank you.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the health insurance hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. borders will remain closed until late August, if not longer. The Trump administration now planning to extend the ban on non-essential travel to Canada and Mexico for the fourth time, as coronavirus cases are reaching record highs in this country. Canada has had success in limiting the spread of the virus there. However, both U.S. and Mexico have seen big increases. The current ban does not restrict trade or essential workers from traveling across the borders. Hours after the Supreme Court rejected a challenge by a 5-4 vote, a former white supremacist is the first person executed by the federal government since 2003. Daniel Lewis Lee was killed by lethal injection for the 1996 murder of an Arkansas family of three. And this is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
You know, considering the options here, and especially after, what we heard from Ken Klein, this is the trajectory, ladies and gentlemen, that we're on. And it's so important to understand what is going on, that we are discerning the times. And what Ken has done and what he has made available to us in that movie, it is very, very powerful. It could be life-changing, I'm telling you, for you, and really make you all the wiser for yourself and your family. KenKleinProductions.net, that's where you want to go to download that movie. Got an incredible story to share with you right now. It's now become a book, and the fact that T.J. Stevens has the courage, the intestinal fortitude to tell a story. Now, this wasn't something that just happened yesterday. This happened, a couple of decades ago, and actually 4 decades ago. And for him to be able to tell the story, once a shooter, redemption of a high school gunman, twice pardoned, he says, first by God and later by the state. T.J. Stevens now walks in freedom and grace, at first reluctant to tell his story, as you can imagine, but compelled now to share what God has done. He gives a firsthand account 4 decades later of what it was like to be a high school shooter. T.J. Stevens, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, thank you for having me today, Bill. I appreciate you.
Wow, what a story. I mean, for people who think that what they've done is unpardonable, the whole process that you had to go through, you have 4 decades in the rearview mirror of your life to look back upon. This has to be amazing, and I'm just so grateful that you're here to share it with us, because, again, it speaks of really of the love of the Father, to draw you back, to say to you, TJ, no matter what you've done, and to all the TJs in the world, to all of us, no matter what we've done, that God is, like the story of the prodigal, he is pursuing us to bring us back to the fold, right?
Amen, brother. definitely. If any one person doesn't deserve to be saved, it would be me. But, you know, all throughout the Bible, especially in the New Testament, talks about the love of God's grace. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing I could ever earn to gain the life that I've been given. And I just thank him every day I wake up and lay my head down at night. I'm just so thankful to be able to serve him daily. Mm-hmm. I ask the Lord every day, where should I go now? What should I do now, Lord? Because mm-hmm. I just want my life to be a vessel to show others how God's grace can reach anybody, even at the point of death.
Yeah. You know, TJ, what you just expressed is something that, you know, within our humanity, that's how we feel. You know, that I'm the worst of sinners, you know, Paul said. You know, if you can imagine St. Paul saying that. But that's the way he considered himself. But God considers each of us differently, that no matter what we've done, we're still so important to him. First of all, so important that he would send his son to come in and redeem us, to pay the price of our sin. I mean, you got to figure, if the Father is going to put that kind of skin in the game, I mean, there's just so much of that even basic concept that we don't understand. How much more do we not understand about God's love that would be, you know, so forgiving? I mean, hey, look, there's a king in the Bible who, you know, has an affair with his best friend's wife and tries to get it covered up, and he doesn't. And so he kills his friend so that, you know, thinking that he could cover it up. But of course, God knows all, and God wouldn't let him do that, because if he stayed in that sin, King David's dynasty would have been so compromised, and God only knows what other crazy things would have happened to him if that would have allowed to be, you know, kept down, not exposed, not dealt with. But God dealt with it in such a way. But because he was a man after God's own heart, when God confronted him with the truth, he repented. And, you know, and so for you, let's tell your story. What happened? Let's go back, you know, 4 decades ago. What happened that you became a shooter?
Yeah, Bill, my situation was one of, that you hear every day, where we lose 137 children a day. It's the second leading cause of death in our country. It's called suicide.
Yes.
And that was my ultimate goal the night before.
It's 137 now, kids per day?
Correct.
Wow.
It's equivalent to 48,000 per year. And it's way too much. One child is too much.
Yes.
So how do we stop this? Well, in my situation, I through free will now and accountability now, I chose death. I basically got on my knees in my bedroom on November 10th about 1 in the morning and put a gun in my mouth. And at the process of putting pressure on the trigger, I basically had a conversation with my inner darkness. And this conversation consists of giving me a bunch of lies and telling me, you know, it's a coward's conversation you can have with a demon.
Mm-hmm.
And basically conceding, because I already, once my finger touched that trigger, I already conceded to death.
Yeah.
I was already dead.
Right.
And so at that point, that conversation became the darkest of the darkest conversations, and I highly don't recommend it to anybody to ever have a conversation
mm-hmm.
With that. And the way to get out of it is prayer. I am proof of that. If there's anybody is having this conversation with the coward, to have that conversation, to make a choice like this, prayer is the way out.
Mm-hmm.
First prayer, seek God, get in the Word, find a mentor. There are answers, because what God has planned for you is way beyond anything you could ever fathom in your lifetime. But so from that point on, in the next 10 hours, the morning of November 10th, I walked into that school and I was already dead. I was just basically, the goal was to be killed and mm-hmm. to hurt others in the process.
Right.
And in the book, if you look in the book, there's this constant light that follows me through this whole process. And I'm talking about through my whole life, the journey of my life to today. And if we could just see, I mean, that purpose in our life, if these kids could just see what God has for us, you know, Jeremiah 29:11, if they could just see that verse and see it come to full fruition, they would have more purpose and goal in life than worrying about today's hurt, today's depression, you know, those sorts of things that people are going through on a daily basis. But for one man who was totally lost, looking for worldly answers, and then found God, and now I look to God for godly answers.
Yes, exactly.
And my life is a example of that. So
when you were at the depth of your darkness, and you are, in a sense, conversing with the demonic, and the demonic basically is giving you marching orders, what did that inner darkness tell you to do?
Well, I would more say suggestions, because we still have free will to say no.
Mm-hmm.
The most powerful word is no.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not say no. I said yes. And so the accountability is still on me to be held accountable for what I have done.
Mm-hmm.
So those marching orders were basically, I'll give you the peace you're looking for if you do it my way. And just lie after lie after lie after lie. This buildup of rage, of payback, of all these different things to hurt others in the process, to go down in flames, if you will.
Yeah.
You know, and that is just the power of Satan, and that's basically what he wants to do is destroy you, especially at a vulnerable age.
Yeah. Were you subjected to bullies? Were you being bullied, TJ? Or just ignored?
No, my youth was, the red flags were domestic violence.
Okay.
We had a stepfather situation where there was a lot of abuse in the household, and for years this anger, this pain culminated. So the day that all this happened was just the tip of the iceberg, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
That took place. So
had you had any spiritual training at all? Did you go to church before this, or? You were pretty agnostic, or what?
No, my mom had actually sent me to church a few times when I was...
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. Let's pick it up when we come back. More from TJ.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust. One that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation, the best pro-installed home security system, and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation.
800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as $1 a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about $1 a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
T.J. Stevens, as you gathered, was a disturbed young man who opened fire inside his Virginia high school in 1982. Thank God, injuring no one. T.J. went on to spend time in prison, embraced the message of the gospel, repented, and received Christ as his Savior. What makes his story so different from all others that have commanded headlines over the last 20-odd years had to be, and I'm sure TJ would be the first to tell you, the exception was the hand of God was upon him. Even he could, in the midst of his deep darkness, and as he related to us, speaking to his inner darkness, and which is nothing short of the demonic, offering suggestions of what he needed to do in order to find ultimate peace. And this is what happens in our life, is that if we are not discerning and we're not critically involved with our thinking, then we can be led down the wrong road, and we end up exchanging the truth for a lie. We end up exchanging the true peace of God for an imitation, the counterfeit. And this is what the demons, and this is what the dark side would want him to believe, that peace was, that they had control of peace. But that's not the way God works. And as we talked about earlier with TJ, you know, in the story of the prodigal, and also what it reminds me of, TJ, my good friend, you may be familiar with him, Jonathan Kahn, who has written many great books, and in fact, he's doing a follow-up on his one book, The Harbinger, which was about 9/11, very, very powerful and prophetic. Anyway, we were talking one day, and he says, in the Jewish culture, when they talk about peace, we kind of think, okay, well, peace, you know, that's good, you know, peace. But he says, in the Jewish culture, what it is it's God's peace on you. It is God's total pursuit of peace for you. That my other good friend would say that would mean that you'd have no loose ends. You know, there's nothing in doubt. It's God's perfect peace, and it is his pursuit and his intention for you to live in peace. So the very thing that you were looking for, you just went down the wrong road, and you started hearing the counterfeit of the peace, because the devil can't offer the peace that God does. We know that, you know, clearly, and some of us do. Some of us are still learning. And as you say, you know, looking at these numbers that you got 137 kids committing suicide because they've lost hope. They've lost their peace. And they thought maybe they could find their peace by some alternative measure. But thank God that there was enough of you. As you say, you're a free will agent, and you made the right choice to listen to God.
Well, yeah, that's... people don't understand until you get to that point. The biggest thing with children is listen to them. right? These kids are crying out for help. It may be the way they're acting out or doing in school or doing with their friends or not doing or isolating themselves and locking themselves in their doors and pin numbering their phones and locking their computers. I mean, they isolate their world and they try to fill a void. And that void within them can be filled with sin, sin, and more sin. And the end of that sin is destruction, you know. And people don't get it, that if we don't identify the true nature of the child's sin, and I'm talking about putting prayer back in our schools, how important it is to have prayer in our schools to this day. There's been zero shootings at any Christian school by any Christian student. Praise God for that.
Right.
But the cornerstone and the foundation is Christ in that child's life. And that's what we need to put back in the hearts and minds of these kids. Mm-hmm. We've totally flipped it upside down from what when this country was created, to put God back in our schools and put Bible studies and mentors and ways for children to vent their spirit. Because at the bottom of every psychiatric or psychology or any psychosis situation is a spiritual battle.
Right.
That a child is dealing with on a constant basis.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to get them, put them back on that path that you just spoke of, put them on the path to Christ to give them hope, direction, and guidance. Because I've never known a man to ever receive God, receive Christ, and ever live to regret it, ever.
Well, TJ, I would say to you, you shared something really important, and that is that these kids are alone, that they want to be heard. And it's like we're in a perfect storm right now. We got both adults where there is two families in the household. They're both working. You were raised by a single parent. Your dad running around with his hair on fire trying to keep up with everything. It's easy when you are so focused on providing for the family where you could miss and overlook, something about to happen within your family. We need all the fortification and all the help we can get. And you're exactly right. These kids that are deprived of the Ten Commandments in school, deprived of having the ability to pray in school or, hearing the voices of authority telling them that, God cannot enter the hallways of school. We can't even mention, we can't even talk about God. We can't even study about God. But yet we can study about all these other religions. That's okay. But the God who created the heavens and the earth and protects us all, we have to ignore him, according to the current educational vernacular. And it's if these teachers, unbeknownst to them, maybe in some cases they might be aware, but I will give them the benefit of the doubt and say most are unaware that they are leaving our children so vulnerable because, there's our current culture, our cancel culture, will not make room for the God of the universe.
Absolutely, brother. Absolutely. But that's what we need back in our schools. We need to put God back in our schools where he was 249 or 45 years ago.
Well, in the 50s is when they started taking out the Ten Commandments, so 1950. So it hasn't been quite that long, but yet you're exactly right. It's been a gradual movement to this end, and here we are today where God, the cancel culture is really put in full force to cancel God altogether. And, with all these movements that go in place. But back to your story, once a shooter, redemption of a high school gunman. So you go into the school and you're thinking, okay, I can take out a couple of kids. That'll force the police to kill me, and I'll find peace. But that doesn't happen, so go ahead. But God, all right?
Yeah. So what you said, what you were thinking, that was just it. I wasn't thinking. I was on rage. My heart was beating. My brain was functional, but my blood was nothing but rage. So there was no really concept of thinking.
Mm-hmm.
It was just pure evil. So you walk in, you start shooting. There are no targets. There are no, it's just basically just the rage releasing the bullets to hurt anybody that's in the path of the bullet.
Mm-hmm.
Then I went out and started smashing out windows with the butt of the gun. I took a huge chunk of meat out of my right arm, cutting myself from these windows that I smashed out. And then I went into a faculty office and started shooting. And by the grace of God, not by TJ,
mm-hmm.
no one was hit by a ricochet bullet or a direct bullet. And I can't explain why, but I will definitely embrace Jesus and thank
Amen.
Him. Because I know it was him. I don't need to ask him if it was him. I know it was him.
So how long did it take before the police showed up, TJ?
Oh, they were there immediately. I mean, it was a madhouse. And I can tell you, and I don't know if I should say this, but in a situation like that, you embrace a shooter when you have so much media coverage to enhance his power and control. I highly recommend allow the police to do their job, the SWAT team to do their job, because when media gets involved, it just kind of discourses the whole thing and gives the shooter a sense of power and control.
That's a good point. That's
like,
an excellent point.
Look at me.
Yeah.
Do not give him all that attention, because all it does is it emboldens him to hurt others, you know? And so that's just I've never actually told anybody that, but I've known that.
No, that's brilliant. That's a good idea. So did you have the media come in as well, or was it just the police?
Well, back then it was 8 scores what Washington Post called it back then. It was a huge situation because there wasn't shootings, you know, like there is today.
Right, exactly.
Back in 82. And so every press you could think of was there. I mean, it was just a madhouse, choppers overhead and whatnot. But I can tell you my battle was not outside the school. My battle was within myself, you know, and at midnight, the first day I was in there at midnight, I had 9 hostages in the room with me. That one voice the night before became many voices. Mm. If you're reading the book, you'll see exactly what happened, where I fell down on my knees right there in front of the hostages, put the gun in my mouth. I said, you can't, because the voices are telling me we had a deal. We had a deal. You need to take these people out. And I fell to my knees. I said, you're not going to kill these people. Now, mind you, these hostages are looking at me like I'm this crazy psychotic individual having this argument with myself.
Right.
And so I fell to my knees, put the gun back in my mouth. And I wasn't on any drugs of any sort or alcohol or anything. I was just on rage, right? And at that point, I put, once again, with pressure on the trigger.
We got about a minute left here, TJ, so I'll let you summarize it. So you have hostages, and eventually you hear the voice of God, and you're arrested. And you pay your price for society, and along the way, you experience the forgiveness of God and the forgiveness of self as well, right?
Amen. Yes.
Yeah.
That forgiveness is a gift every day that I dwell within, a free gift that I can never earn, and so I embrace it every day, every day.
As a follow-up, have you had any contact with the people that you had traumatized that day as a result afterwards?
Yes, I have. I actually was speaking at a church, and after I got done giving my testimony, an 18-year-old girl walks up and was crying and said, I've heard this story all my life, but now I know it's true. And behind her was her mother, who was actually one of the hostages in the school that day.
Wow.
And she looked at me, I looked at her, and we embraced, and she
told you. Thank you.
And so that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners who wear and offer face masks. And here's more good reasons. Get 100 disposable face masks for only $36.99, or 50 disposable masks only $18.99 from sunny-bay.com. The best value of level 1 disposable face masks or high-quality N95 face masks anywhere. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection and see your selections at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.